He spoke to them in a parable that they should keep on praying and never become discouraged. The apocryphal reading he heard came from the New English Bible, and the New English Bible says they should keep on praying and never lose heart. And I think being discouraged and losing heart are maybe not quite a match. But the word that's being translated is a difficult one to explain, as you will hear. Judges are often controversial figures today, aren't they? I'm sure we've seen a lot of judges in our time. I hope not too many of us have seen them on the bench. But there are judges in Western, in Hollywood movies. There's the hanging judges that have a spittoon and a big gavel and sit with their thumbs in their waistcoats behind a big desk in a town in the Wild West, dispensing rough justice. And then there are the ones in the Perry Mason type, well, you remember Perry Mason, some of you will, the stories about the judges that lean forward and say, come to the bench, well, and all that stuff. Sometimes the judges feature in our media because they have spoken out of turn, because they have been perceived to be arrogant or have displayed amazing ignorance of some popular topic or other. I think I remember Who Are the Beatles? A long time ago. They seem to inhabit a unique world of their own, to carry their personal environment about with them a wee bit, which preserves a remoteness which they probably need to do their job. But the newspapers can portray them as remote from everyday affairs that occupy our time, yet we might not want their job. How would we have handled that recent and deeply touching case about the parents who wanted to take their sick daughter abroad for treatment that they thought would be to her benefit, and they were going against the advice of NHS consultants, so they needed a court judgment? And how would we regard a judge? Would it be like one of these movie judges? Would it be like Judge Rinder, or perhaps Judge John Deed, who is still appearing on Yesterday, is it? Or Drama Channel, I think. Or maybe we would think of somebody like Lady Hale of the Supreme Court, who featured in the famous Brexit judgment, where the brooch she was wearing seemed to be a very significant part of her role. And of course, that's a big argument for robes. Our scripture text, though, doesn't have much to do with any of those things, as we shall see. God as judge is an important and regular feature of Old Testament teaching. And this is understandable because the foundation of the Hebrew religion is the law. The law that Moses got when he took the tablets. And the origin of the law is the disobedience of our first ancestors, to whom I briefly alluded last week when we were talking about Genesis and creation. Remember Adam and Eve. Natural wisdom or common sense tells us, or helps us to learn, that there are right and wrong ways of doing things. So laws of some sort are part of our lives at many levels. And behind these levels, there lies, or perhaps I should say looms, the figure of a watching authority. It's something we grow up with. It's the forbidding parent, the big brother, the disapproving teacher, and somebody who judges. And you hear people talking about their past and saying, my parents didn't show enough affection for me to have personal self-confidence, or I was constantly criticized. And that happened to a lot of people, that their self-esteem was damaged, perhaps by a teacher. I got an email a long time ago now from a girl who said I had made her life hell in school. And I thought, I can't remember this girl. She was a wee shy person, and she'd portrayed herself, even at the age of 50 odd or whatever she was then, as being the wee shy person. Now, that girl was in my first year class in the year I left when I got married and moved to Fife in the February. So I must have been her teacher for all of one term. But yet, obviously, I had made a mark because I had made her life hell. And she thought that was for her entire school days. What I was trying to do was to get her to join in classroom discussion and to speak up occasionally. So that was victimization. I'm trying to vindicate myself here, because that's what teachers are supposed to do. Thank you, Muriel. The powerful God who will one day judge the world and will one day punish or reward the creatures he has made. He is the judge. He is an authority to be feared and obeyed. And yet, how often is God's law obeyed? How often is God obeyed, even by those who claim most fervently to be his own? We heard of God the judge in that first reading. God the judge is just, and he exacts cruel penalties from those who deserve them to be imposed on. He deserves respect and honor, of course.